The Gemara says that it is vital that a person fulfill the first mitzvah in the Torah, which is to get married and have children, and the mitzvah v'shinantam levanecha, teach your children Torah, see that they are given a religious upbringing, that they are shomrei Shabbos, that they observe mitzvahs, because someday you might need them. If the child is religious, even if the parent is the most evil person in existence, that parent will be saved from Gehenna, because the schus of the child will stand by the parent and rescue that parent in the future. No matter what the parent is like, if the parent has a child, son or daughter who is religious, that parent is immunized, becomes immune to the punishment in heaven. Now the Gemara says that this holds true only in the case of a child for a parent. A child can save a parent. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, had a father who was one of the worst idol worshippers out. This father was saved from Gehenna because he had a son, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara says, but a father cannot save a child. You have one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, one of the fathers of the Jews, Yitzchak Avinu, who was so great that the Gemara says that he volunteered to use his credits to save all the Jews of all time from punishment. There's a long discussion we had once a shiur on that. He offered to go in partnership with Hashem. He said, Hashem, use your kindness, I'll use my powers, my credits, to get all Jews forgiven. We'll share their evils alike. Share the burden, and we can clear it up. And he said, Hashem, if you refuse this partnership, fine, I'll do it myself. This was Yitzchak Avinu. And yet the Gemara says Yitzchak Avinu could do this for others. He could not do it for his own son, Esav. Because a father cannot save his own child. A child could save a father, a rabbi could save a student, a tzaddik could save a generation, but a father cannot save his son. So in this case, the question arises, how could David HaMelech have saved Avshalom? If Yitzchak Avinu could not save Esav, how could David HaMelech save Avshalom? It's a very deep question, very difficult one. And Tosafos replies, there are a number of answers given by Tosafos and the Mefarshim. The first important answer is that the case of Avshalom was different, because if a person experiences a solid, definite punishment for his sins, this can be a kapara, forgiveness. Avshalom did not die a natural death. He died a horrible death, plus he was put to death by others. This would constitute a type of kapara, type of forgiveness for most of his sins. After this punishment was meted out to him, after he experienced his death penalty in heaven, then it was simpler for King David to save the life of Avshalom. That's one answer. Second answer is that King David insisted, this is not a regular case of Yitzchak Avinu and Esav HaRasha, because there, Yitzchak Avinu tried his best to bring up Esav as well as he could. Esav was naturally bad himself. For any case of that type, where the child is that evil, there is no relationship between the father and son anymore. In this case, King David insisted, my son Avshalom was a tzaddik and is a tzaddik. And this claim was a very solid claim. He cried out, I want my son forgiven, because he did not commit a sin on his own. This was my fault. What brought about this whole incident? The fact that Hashem said through the prophet, because you had this case, this particular incident with Bathsheba and Uriah, therefore from among your family there will rise up one to harass you, to torment you, to cause you this kind of trouble. He said, those are the words from heaven, so it was my fault that this came about, my fault that I've shown him turn this way. If it's my fault, I want him forgiven. His claim too was a definite logical one, and so it was granted in this respect, at least that his tefillah prayers would help. Now, third, his main claim was that we mentioned before that Avshalom was not really evil. He did not deserve to be wiped out completely because of this act, since he was basically good. He was misled. It is true that no person can ever claim innocence because someone misled him. The answer always is, if someone told you to commit a sin, you had Hashem telling you not to commit it, you must listen to Hashem, superior, rather than to one who's going against Hashem. An excuse is a very weak one, but still, to add this point to it, King David added this argument to it, that there were evil forces behind him who drove him on, and therefore he should be dealt with much more lightly. So combining all these reasons, King David was successful in ejecting Avshalom from Gehenna and bringing him to Gan Eden. Now, this was his cries to heaven. King David covered his face and continued to cry to mourn the passing of his son, because he deeply loved Avshalom, despite the fact that Avshalom had turned so bitterly against him.